Welcome back to Front Page. I'm Chuck Morales. We're joined now by Kentucky Coal Association President Tyler White. Recent reports say coal production in the Commonwealth is up this year by a couple of percentage points.
I've heard stories that coal production in the eastern part of the state, maybe the entire state, is up. What can you tell me about that?
I can tell you that it's up from last year. It's up from year over year, about 9.2% in eastern Kentucky. From the quarter change, in the first quarter of 2017, we went up about 0.23% in production. In the second quarter, we were actually down 7.26% in eastern Kentucky. However, from the year over year change, that puts us still positive, and Kentucky as a whole, we're up about 4.12% over where we were in 2016.
What's driven the increase in production?
I think there's a couple of factors here. Number one is we've seen more confidence in the industry. We've seen more confidence in financial institutions and their ability to lend to coal companies. We've seen new coal companies come in. We've seen new mines open up, both in eastern and western Kentucky, which means that some confidence has been restored there. And I would say that's predominantly due to some of the non-market effects that we see in terms of government regulations being looked at, being rolled back. And then most importantly, when Congress and the president signed in the Congressional Review Acts that would have that stopped some further overburdensome regulation from going into effect at the beginning of this year, also added to that, again, that non-market confidence. And then from the market perspective, I think that we're seeing here in the U.S., especially from the recent Department of Energy grid study, that we understand that base load power, and we have to understand that there's two major types of base load power in the U.S., and that's coal and nuclear, have a major role in the resiliency of the U.S. grid, because we know we can store a certain amount of power. We know that that resource that's used to generate that baseload power, coal, is not very volatile in the market, and then as opposed to what we see with natural gas, which is a just-in-time power, can be disrupted, and again has certain price volatilities from a market perspective.
Are there a couple of key regulations that have been rolled back that have really maybe helped power some of this?
I would say your two biggest, the two biggest things that are coming out of, and this is from the federal level, coming out of Washington, would be the Scott Pruitt, the administrator of the EPA, and him rolling back the Clean Power Plan. And then the other one, the major one that I alluded to earlier, was the so-called Stream Protection Rule, the SPR, which was a multi-thousand-page document that came out of the Office of Surface Mining within the Department of the Interior, literally weeks before President Obama left office. So not allowing that to go into effect, which again was done through the Congressional Review Act, and then the rolling back of the Clean Power Plan are two major non-market influencers that I think really did restore some confidence in the industry and allowed for future investment to be made.
Well, if production is up, does that mean that hiring is also up?
Yeah, hiring, we're seeing some stabilization when we look at hiring, as stabilization within the industry here in Kentucky. We have to understand, though, too, that coal mining has become a lot more efficient. So we are mining more coal with less people. And then we also need to look at it and say, well, how, I like to say that we're on a slight uptick here in Kentucky in terms of production. I don't like to say we've got some major increase in production. What we're seeing and the numbers that we're seeing come out in 2017 looks more like stabilization. For the first time, we have not decreased our production like we have in the previous 8 years. So, for example, in 2008, we were producing 121 million tons of coal. In 2016, we were 43 million. In 2015, we were 61. So from the period from 2015 to 2016, we decreased 28% in our coal production statewide. So, and I've said this when I took over the position here at the Kentucky Coal Association, is the first goal is not to have some monumental increase in production. We believe that will come with time, and that will be and that will be related to grid resiliency. What we do want to point out is the fact that for the first time since 2008, we are seeing some stabilization, meaning that we do not think that production will fall off and we will decrease any more than what we had than what we did from 2016. So that is a positive step in the right direction. So employment will follow that, but you know, net-wide, we've still lost about 200 jobs in the first two quarters of 2017, but when I say we've lost that many, we're still looking at, we had 18,000 people working, 14,000 alone. In Eastern Kentucky in 2008, we were down to 3,000 in 2016, and now we're looking at numbers that look about the same, around that 3,000 range, in terms of jobs in Eastern Kentucky alone.
What do you foresee if you look at your crystal ball, maybe for the future of production of coal here in Kentucky? Do you see it continuing to increase, maybe a little bit, or will it level off at some point? Or
we are very optimistic that we will see some increase, but I caution to be patient with that increase, meaning that there's a lot of other factors. One thing we definitely have to do is make sure that the market is there for our products. So we need to look at things as exports, and we have to understand that exports will more than likely come from Western Kentucky just because of a transportation perspective. And then we also have a lot of specialty coals that we mine in Eastern Kentucky, which are which are sought after for multiple production uses. One thing you'll see in states not like Kentucky, in West Virginia, you've seen a metallurgical coal boom. You've seen metallurgical coal prices at some of the highest they've ever been. And you've seen massive amounts of employment change. I think they added close to 1,000 jobs in the first quarter. We have not seen that sort of ramp up in Eastern Kentucky simply because we do not have those metallurgical coal reserves in Eastern Kentucky.
Well, the one thing that you hear people talk about, I don't remember when coal, I think it was back around 2008, maybe even 2009, accounted for about 51% of our energy production. I think the number dropped into the low 30s, and then people said, well, that's because coal can no longer compete with natural gas. And maybe how would you respond?
I'd say coal can absolutely compete with natural gas, and I think that we need to start looking at energy policies and ways of energy and how we view energy in terms of a long, and we need to start viewing it from a long-term perspective. Coal has always had a very competitive place in the market. It is a different type of power than natural gas. And I'm not knocking natural gas. Natural gas prices are cheap, but we can compete with natural gas, and we do not have the same volatility that natural gas has moving forward. And just to go one more thing, to go back on unemployment, you know, Harlan County is up 119 jobs this year. Perry County up 149 jobs this year. Bell County up 81 jobs this year. Floyd County up 111 jobs this year. Leslie County up 28. So when we start looking at that, although we still have a net decrease in a lot of these counties, when you go county by county data, there's some good things happening, some good indications of the industry at least having a slight recovery and helping out those local economies.
Tyler, one last thing. If I said to you that coal is making a comeback, would I be accurate in that statement?
I am optimistic, and I think the industry has not been in a better position in the last 8 years than what it finds itself in today.
That's Kentucky Coal Association President Tyler White. This is Chuck Morales on Front Page. We'll see you next time.